From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure Americans the country is not divided following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans. They don't speak for us. That's not who we are.
The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain. Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. Meantime in Dallas, police remain on alert after getting an anonymous threat against officers Saturday. Police locked down the headquarters for a time, but there is no word of anyone being harmed. Many people mourning the loss of the police officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters.
Being down here and seeing all these people feeling these emotions and just standing here with you.
Yeah, we just grabbed one another when we saw, we both were crying at the same time.
So. Obviously, we're all feeling the same things
thing.
Right now.
Yes.
President Obama is expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. During the two-day NATO summit, Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for NATO's alliance in Europe.
In this challenging moment, I want to take this opportunity to state clearly what will never change, and that is the unwavering commitment of the United States to the security and defense of Europe, to our transatlantic relationship.